Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 14, 2021. Revealing love. What does a person ask the Creator for? He wants to see all reality as the Creator sees it. That is, as one unified whole where the single upper force operates and nothing else exists. As we gain the power of bestowal that takes over the power of reception, these forces combine and reveal that they come from one source. The revelation of the single source of the force of reception and of bestowal is called the revelation of the Creator, and this state itself is called love. There is a combination of two polar opposites in one body for the sake of a common goal, to reveal the love between them, a kind, devoted relationship between the Creator and the creation. When we reach this state and describe it in terms of Sephirot, part Sufim, and worlds as stages of attaining unity, then we will be able to reveal this in sensations, not just as speculative concepts, but as a really existing connection between us and the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, December 12, 2021, Love for the Creator. Michael Leitman, on Quora, which factors make a country resilient. A country's resilience depends on each country's character and the kind of resilience that they would like to achieve. Everyone has different inner conditions and characters. For instance, we cannot compare a nation from the north with a nation from the south, located next to the ocean, which has different natural conditions. The nation's character is different. For instance, there are more and less connected nations. There are nations whose people live tightly together, like the Hindus, and nations where many people live miles apart from each other, like in Sweden and Norway. Their connection gives them no sense of resilience, so they cannot be compared. A nation can acquire and build true resilience only to the extent that a nation is connected within itself. The extent to which people in that nation feel that they share connection to the same root. Based on the video What Makes a Nation Resilient? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Nitza Mazatz. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Suffering, disparity with nature. Question: why does the law of natural development, as Balhasulam calls it, push us forward through suffering? Answer: this happens according to the law of negation of negation. When I no longer want to stay in the previous state, then I accept the next one. And the next state is always more complex, more unattractive. Why should I go from first grade to second, from second to third? It is better to remain a small child. Therefore, it is very difficult to move from egoistic existence in this paradigm to the completely opposite one. Question: Balhasulam writes, and each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work in the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. Each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. So no other goals are taken into account? But in our state, we do not even know that there is a purpose of creation. Answer: that is the problem, that we do not know the final goal. And all our actions, everything that happens to us, is only in relation to approaching the final goal. Nature directs us this way every moment. But when we want something else, nature, like a mother, drags us by the hand like a stubborn child, and if he resists, she drags him in the same direction more forcefully. And we resist all the time and try to go in different directions. This disparity between us and Mother Nature is called suffering. Comment: you said that all the states that a person has to go through in our world are predetermined, one cannot change anything. My response: Mother Nature will still drag him wherever is necessary. But he, feeling suffering, will scream and swear at it all the time like a little child. From CapTV's close-up. tent of meeting and court of elders. Question: What is the tent of meeting? Answer: The tent of meeting is a common screen that is located above the assembly of desires directed to the Creator when they connect with each other and, in common unity, are directed to the Creator. Question: Who are called elders? Answer: Elders are people who have reached the level of Hochmah. Only they can make decisions, because at a level lower than Hochmah, you cannot decide anything. Therefore, when they say the court of elders, they mean the court of sages. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 27, 2021. Why do we use only 2% of the brain? Question: Why, despite the desire to realize ourselves, do we use only 2% of our brain and 98% remain, so to say, free? Answer: The point is that we do not know ourselves. We use 2% of the brain because it only serves our animate part. And as soon as we begin to reveal the spiritual part, our soul, and develop it, we will need all the remaining 98%. In principle, we have enormous reserves of memory and internal properties. We simply cannot imagine how each of us is infinite in possibilities. But we do not use it in our world. Imagine a simple peasant who lived in a village 100 years ago who herded cows and existed at that level. He had no television, no radio, nothing. And now this peasant has developed, lives in Manhattan, works in a large company, travels around the world, sees, hears, understands, and uses everything. His brain works a little differently than that of the shepherd whose brain was at the level of the cows he grazed. That is, the brain always serves the desire. Therefore, if our desires are constantly raised to the level of the Creator, then naturally, the brain will open its reserves in accordance with them. So, instead of 2%, we will use a lot more. In humanity, there is even a desire to explore the brains of great people to find what was so interesting about them. We cannot understand this because we do not know that the brain is triggered by desires. And when a person dies, desires disappear. Therefore, we do not understand why their brains worked in a special way. After all, their desires launched huge layers of consciousness, analysis, and memory. From CapTV's Close-Up. Individualist. Volcanic eruptions from a spiritual point of view. Question: What kind of actions should a person conduct so that nature does not correct us with harsh methods? Answer: Let a person correct himself. Correction is the movement toward mutual assistance, mutual understanding. A man to a man is a friend, a helper, an empathizer. The most important thing is a good connection between people. With our negative attitudes, we cause constant explosions in nature. Question: All primary sources write only about the spiritual states of a person. What is a volcanic eruption from a spiritual point of view? Answer: It is an explosive movement toward balance when there is tremendous pressure. This is how it manifests itself externally. But we can make all of nature beautiful without any problems that are observed today with the environment and everything else. It depends only on our good relationships with each other. Therefore, I hope that humanity will still suffer a little, but then it will begin to listen to what Kabbalah says. From CapTV's Spiritual States, November 24, 2021. Eternal harmony, dream or reality? Question: Kabbalists say that all of humanity is in a state of sleep today. Isn't the state of eternal harmony illusory? Isn't it a dream? Answer: By exploring our current state and developing with the help of Kabbalah, we come closer to the spiritual state and begin to see two worlds, our world from the side and the spiritual world in which we become clothed. When we see how they match each other, merge, and form one common space, That is, we see the cause and the consequence of everything we go through. We have no illusions about the spiritual world. We have a question: what is next? This is because the spiritual world is a world of development. We should develop to a state where we fully attain it, connect with it, fill ourselves with it, and fill it with us. This is called adhesion with the Creator. Moreover, the spiritual world, including this world, is within me and I am completely within both of them. Achieving such a state is called final correction. It is the complete awakening from this illusion, from this dream. That is, we see the objective of what we have to achieve, final correction, Gamma Tikkun, complete equivalence, complete adhesion with the Creator, or nature. I reveal that it is reasonable, eternal, and perfect because according to this I myself become eternal, sensible, and perfect. Then I get an absolutely clear question to the Creator, to this common nature that created me: what is next? But there is no answer to it. This question does not have an answer. Because all of us, absolutely all people on earth, must reach final correction. Only after that, when we all correct ourselves, the next perspective in this development will be revealed to us. That is, Kabbalah does not evade the answer, it reveals to a person what may happen, and what is next we do not know. From CAB TV's close-up. Individualist.